Greetings, this is Nigeria Anderson, and I'm with Jacalyn Carr, and she has a new album coming out. She's a recording artist and an author. So I want her to tell you about what's going on, because it's a lot of great things. So Jacalyn Carr, let them know what's happening.
Yes, well, you said it. I'm getting ready to release another album entitled One Nation Under God. That's the album which You Will Win is upon. And I'm so excited for the positive impact that this album is going to make. It's such an inspirational and motivational album. And so being able to, get people to see themselves as the way they were created to be, living their lives purposeful, living their best life is just an amazing experience and an amazing feeling. This is from my live recording that I recently had in June of 2017. And so I'm so excited for you guys to hear the finished product. Again, the song You Will Win is up on there. I'm getting ready to release my first book entitled You Will Win as well, giving you more information on how you can win, giving you information that you can apply to your life, because it's more than just speaking it, more than just reading about it. You have to apply this information in order for you to see it manifest in your life. And so I'm excited to be able to share this information with you guys. And then I'm getting ready to do my first conference, You Will Win, coming up very soon. And it's been long awaited, and I'm excited to actually see it happening. But to pre-order the album and the book, the album is on iTunes, Google Play, and Amazon. And the book you can pre-order on Amazon.com as well as BarnesandNoble.com.
You've been pretty busy. You've knocked out 4 albums, and you're independent, correct?
Yes.
How are you managing all of this?
Well, I think balancing, making sure that my priorities are straight, you know, in between, making sure that I'm enjoying, you know, as well, because I tell people all the time, and that's a part of you winning as well. You cannot win when you have a stressful life, when you are so burdened down, you know, and you're working, and never have that time to just get away and just enjoy, so that when you come back, you are refreshed, you know, and you are fully energized again to go back at it again. And so I think balancing it all, making sure that when it's time to work, I work. When it's time to enjoy, I enjoy, you know. So I think that's probably one of the main things that helps me manage.
Every album, I can just hear the oil dripping, you know. I mean, the anointing is genuine and authentic. How do you maintain that spiritual balance? Because I know you're talking about balancing work and vacation, but there has to be a spiritual balance, because we're so bombarded with so much.
Mm-hmm.
So what's a key for that?
Well, one of the things I made up in my mind is that I didn't want to just do it. I don't want to just sing. I don't want to just speak or try to do what I do because it's a gift, because I know how to do it. I want to be effective with it, and I want to be able to touch people and inspire them. You know, and the only way I can do that is when, you know, the anointing and the glory and the power of God is upon my life in such a way.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, being able to keep that mindset, and not only that, but staying in a place with God, that prayer life and fasting life, you know, so that I can remain in that place, you know, and those are some of the things that helps me, you know, keep that spiritual balance.
Right. Do you have any accountability to anyone to help you as well spiritually?
Absolutely. You know, both spiritually and naturally, you know, I tell people all the time, you don't need a lot of people in your corner. You just need, all you need is the right people, you know, because especially when you are displaying what you're representing and all of that, you know, you don't need everybody that says yes to everything
right.
that you do, you know.
Right.
If they say yes to your wrong and no to your right, they don't have your best interest at heart anyway.
Right.
You know, so you need those people who will protect you, protect your gift, to protect your anointing,
yes,
just like you would.
Yes.
You know, so I have many of those.
Amen. Amen for that. I love One Nation Under God. That is such an end time title. title? Tell me how you came up with that.
Well, One Nation Under God just come from a place where I'm helping people to understand that it does not matter whether we're in Africa, America, Asia, Alaska, wherever you are. If you have a heart for God, you know, we're coming together as God's children, one nation under God, to give our God the glory. And in return, he blesses us in ways we couldn't imagine. You know, so One Nation Under God is not about one race or one set of people. No, it's about the body of Christ, the people all over the world, you know, who loves God. And so, you know, I believe that some powerful things can happen when we join together as one, join together in unity.
Amen.
You know,
Amen.
And it sends out echoes throughout the world. And in return, because we're standing together, I believe that God blesses us not just together, but individually as well.
I agree with you. I think it's the season for the body to represent who we shouting about and praying to and worshiping every Sunday, Wednesday, or whatever time we go into church, that we got to kind of come out of that to really touch the world, because your song is awesome. You Will Win. I think it's more of an encouragement song for the believer. And I always, one of my gifts is to just be real honest. And a lot of the things we do is for the believer. Is to encourage the believers so we can be strong enough to go out into the world and do the mandate. So when someone listens to your song and say they're not a believer and they're hearing You Will Win, and I mean, I love the song, tell me what they can hear and what they should take from it.
Well, You Will Win, my song, the message in general, even the book, it comes from a place where, you know, it helps people to understand who they are and to tap into that champion that they were created to be.
Amen.
You know, so many times I hear people sharing their situations, and it seems like their situations are defeating them when it's supposed to be the other way around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you are not defeated. You are not a failure. So don't live your life like that.
Right.
You are supposed to live a victorious life. And so with that being said, you know, it does not matter how many losses you've taken before, how many times you've been defeated in your past. You cannot do anything about that, but you can surely do something about today, what you do today and your future, to make sure that your future does not look like your past. You know, so whatever you have to do, sometimes you have to get connected to some winners. Sometimes you have to listen to information, motivational messages, or whatever you have to do to get you to realize who you are and to push you into that champion's place. You have to do that, you know, because this is your winning season. And not only is it your winning season, but everything attached to you wins. That means your home, your children, your business, your career, your finances, your health, everything that has to do with you, it has got to win as well.
Girl, you gonna make me shout, because when I saw that everything attached to me wins, I said, oh, and I get to sit with her. Oh, I'm a win. I'm winning this year.
Yes, absolutely.
Amen. So I'm talking to Ja'Kalyn Carr, who is also known for You're Bigger. Now, I can't drive and listen to You're Bigger. I mean, I got to pull over. I got to stop. I got to worship. I got to shed it. Good God, You're Bigger. You know, and when you sing it, it has so much authority in it. I just gotta ask you, when you did that song, what was you going through? But what happened? Because it's too much power in that song. That's all I gotta say.
Well, You're Bigger come from a place where a lot of times we feel like that we face giants, we face issues that appears to be bigger than us. But in the song, I help you to understand that what is too big for you is just right for God. You will hear me calling out different issues that, according to man, according to natural circumstances, that is impossible for people to overcome. You hear me calling out cancer and HIV and whatever issue that you're dealing with. You can apply this song to your life, you know, to understand that God is bigger than this. If he's bigger than the universe, what is your issue to him? And so, you know, and also many of us, a lot of us have witnessed God performing miracles right before our eyes.
Mm-hmm.
We celebrate that, but we've got to know that he's even bigger than that.
Right.
Every day you got to ask God, allow me to see you in a way that I've never experienced you before, because I understand that you're just that big.
My God. My God. Oh, boy. Can you give us 3 strategies to help us overcome some of life's tough hits? You know, where the seasons that been going on, there's been a lot of tragedy. I mean, just so much. Or can you just give us one thing to hold on to during these times of hurricanes and nuclear threats and fires and floods? I mean, the Bible is just so alive. It's just like, wow. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes, yes. Well, I want you to understand that God knew of these things before we knew. Mm-hmm. We knew the day would come. And with that being said, we can't go to God as if he's clueless about the situation.
Teach.
Just know that, you know, God has absolutely everything under control, and consult with God of what it is that his plans are for your life and what moves that you need to make in times like these, you know, and mm-hmm. don't allow it to strip you of your winning attitude. Don't allow it to cause you to not be focused on what it is that you're supposed to be doing. You know, you have to keep pushing and keep pressing despite the difficulties and challenges, and ask God to give you the strength to mm-hmm, push, because mm-hmm. you know he is our strength. Whatever it is that, you know, you feel that it's too difficult, too hard for you to handle, just know that God is not going to put you in a situation that he hasn't already equipped you to overcome. You are a giant compared to anything else or any challenge that you face. Walk into that champion's identity. Walk into your winning season and snatch your victory title back. You have to make up in your mind that you refuse to lose again. It may not be easy, but when you find yourself getting knocked down, you pick yourself back up and you fight to win. You finish your fight because there is a winner in you. You deserve to win. You were born to win. So tap into it, receive it, and embrace it, because it's yours.
How did you decide that you was going to be a gospel recording artist?
Oh, well, I always knew that, you know, singing was my passion. At the age of 5 years old, that's when I started singing. I come from a singing family, and it was a gift of mine that I just loved it. And so, but it wasn't until I accepted my calling of speaking at the age of 13, till about a year and a half later, you know, after that, that's when God expanded my music ministry to the world. Amen. The song Greater is Coming.
Amen. Amen. And, you know, you talk about a musical family. A lot of the collaborations have been with your dad. Are you daddy's little girl?
It's a balance for me, both mom and dad.
Okay, okay. And what's it like, though, working as a family unit and being successful at it, you know, at something that you love to do?
Yes, it is amazing. You know, we touched on this before, but there's nothing like being connected with people that has your best interests at heart, you mm-hmm. know, and my family has been there since day one, not only working, my father working, but my parents instilling the right values in me, you know, rearing me in the right direction so that I can be as successful as I am today, you know, because you'd be surprised of how many people who's gifted but don't have the right connections, the Amen. Right people, you know, around them that can help teach them the right values. And it's not enough for them to just teach you. You also have to listen as well, you know.
Okay,
and so
now.
Being able to have those type of people around me and being successful in business, in ministry, my career, in relationships, it's just amazing. So God be the glory.
Amen. And all those are important, because everything attached to you wins.
Absolutely.
Oh, man. So tell us, what's next? What's next? I mean, you got albums and you got a book. And what else is coming up through the pipes?
Well, again, I want to reiterate my conference that mm-hmm. I'm doing. You Will Win Conference 2018. I'm so excited about it. It's my first one, and it's been long awaited and I'm excited to be able to cause this movement to take place where people really grab their champion's identity and giving them something that they can hold on to, you know, something that's not just for that moment. My prayer was to God, I don't want you to visit me. I don't want a visitation. I want you to stay with me.
I know,
you
know, that's
so
right.
I want to give them something that can stick with them, you know. And so again, and actually the conference is free, but the registration for the classes, oh my gosh, the classes would definitely be as life changing as the nightly services. But the registration for the classes, you can register for that on my website, youwillwin.org. So I'm excited about that. And there's some more things that I'm working on outside of speaking, offering, if that's a word, and singing as well that I can't speak of just yet.
All right.
But I will say, greater is coming, and it's my winter season. So yes, to stay informed about that, you can definitely connect with me on all of my social media. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook is under my name at Jekaylyn Carr, JekaylynCarr. And also, thank you all so much for your support when it comes to the song You Will Win, because God, with the help of God, to God be all the glory. You Will Win is number one on 2 charts.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you so much for all of your support. Those of you who constantly share your testimonies with me, continue to share them. You can share your testimony at youwillwin.org as well, where God has allowed you to overcome different challenges in your life and how you won the victories. And again, you can do that at youwillwin.org. So thank you all so much for all of your support.
Jekaylyn Carr, I absolutely enjoyed you. And You Will Win is such a war cry, a declaration against our adversary, and such a reminder, like you said, to know that we do have a champion inside of us. Greater is he that is in me than he's in the world. Excellent song, perfect timing. So I know you got that from the heavenlies. And truly uplifting. You know, high schools, you guys use it for your games. It's just a real champion song and an encouraging song. And I thank you for impacting us in that way to remind us that we are winners. Everyone always want to tell us, oh, you're not going to do this, or this is too hard. We need to hear, no, we can win. You know,
right.
We can win. We are just everyday winners. And that message right there is just powerful. And I thank you so much for stopping by and becoming one of our new key players. And as we say, once a key player, always a key player. So when you're ready to reveal, try to remember me and give me the exclusive. And let us continue to be your media outlet to share with our fans and yours. And you are truly a blessing, and God bless you.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so happy to be with you.
All right.